So we are back in Iceland, circumnavigating the country for 3 weeks, and we just wanted to give you a little diary update just to check in.
It's kind of like getting a WhatsApp voice note from us, because that's what we do to our friends. This is the Adventure Mindset Podcast. We're your hosts, Tanya and Adam, travel filmmakers living in our camper van and out of our backpacks for the last 4 years.
Through our experience and through conversations with others, we discuss travel, adventure, courage and mindset.
You'll hear from guests who remind us that life is short, that personal growth matters, and that adventure is for everyone, whatever adventure means to you.
Subscribe to join our community. This is the Adventure Mindset Podcast. Hello and welcome to a little midweek bonus diary update episode of the Adventure Mindset Podcast.
Woo! We are Tanya and Adam, and we have a new podcast studio, a temporary podcast studio, because we travel full time and take our mics with us, and our mics are currently in a camper van in Iceland.
Yeah, we are parked up in the best wild camping spot that we have had in Iceland for sure. Ooh. And definitely, I'd say it goes to top five that we've ever had. We are parked up next to a fjord in the north of Iceland. We're overlooking the water with mountains in the backdrop, snow-capped mountains in the backdrop, no less. And we're looking out at a body of water where we know for a fact there are whales, because yesterday we went whale watching in the water just in front of us. So yeah, very, very cool.
We saw the whales. We saw their face. We saw their tails. They were swimming there. And also, you forgot to mention that in front of us are these beautiful flowers, wildflowers. Are they like poppies? They're orange, and there's some yellow ones and white ones and purple.
Kind of like a little meadowy vibe with the snow-capped mountains in the backdrop. So it's a really cool combo.
Yeah. And yeah, we feel incredibly fortunate. And so just to set the scene, we have just come back from Nepal. We have been backpacking Indonesia. We went to Bhutan then, and then finally Nepal for a month. So we've been doing some hiking whilst we've been backpacking. And now we're back in Europe.
Back to van life.
Back to van life. So we are in a camper, compliments of cozy campers. And this isn't the first time that we've been doing van life in Iceland.
That's right. About 2 years ago now, which is crazy to think that it's 2 years ago already, we spent 3 weeks in a Volkswagen Caddy, which was a challenge, actually. That amount of time in a van that small after coming from JITS was, I don't know if I'd go as far to say it was a shock to the system, but maybe slightly. It was a bit like, whoa, God, this is like very different.
Like car camping versus like van life.
That's exactly it. It was like camping instead of van life. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But we had an incredible time, and the van was actually great. Really good fun. Fun to drive. Took us over some roads that JITS definitely wouldn't have felt so comfortable on. And yeah, we had a great time. And we made our Iceland film. If you're interested and haven't seen it already, then we'll leave the link in the show notes. Or you can just search JITS Iceland and the film will come up. And yeah, we just did so much.
We also recorded episode 18 of the podcast, which was all about Van Life Iceland. That covered Q&A about, you know, if you want to do Iceland in a camper van, what you need to know, our experience. We went in and we described in detail what it was like to witness and to sit by an erupting volcano, because that was incredible. So definitely go back and check that episode out if you are interested in all things Van Life Iceland. And we've also started sharing on our Instagram page, JITS Into the Sunset. So you'll be able to see updates from here. Obviously, we are here circumnavigating the country again, but this time we are going to places that we have missed before, maybe more hidden gems. And so maybe it's good to let everyone know what we've done so far and what our plan is.
Yeah, well, firstly, let's talk about the van.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So we're in a Volkswagen Transporter this time, which is bigger and it's very comfortable. It's very spacious, makes for a good podcast studio. we think. Maybe a bit echoey. But.
We can actually stand, we can actually sit up whilst we're recording this, because in the VW Caddy, which we lovingly named Ice Cube, that one, when I was cooking and cleaning in the little tiny kitchen, I had to be hunched over the entire time. So we have more room now. This van is a lot more spacious, and hence why we have named it Iceberg.
Iceberg, yeah. Iceberg is definitely a bit of an upgrade from Ice Cube. The fridge is much more efficient. The battery seemed to be charging the laptop and everything great. We've got no problems. Also, to be fair, it's 24-hour daylight, so the solar has been working 24 hours a day, which is great. And yeah, it's just been, again, a pleasure to drive. Tanya asked me the other day how it is to drive this van, and I said, compared to Jits, it's like driving a sports car, because it's an automatic, it's really powerful engine, the tyres are incredible. So yeah, it's just, it's so much fun, and it's just the best way to travel Iceland. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best way to travel a lot of places. You know that. We love van life. But Iceland in particular, because the roads are stunning. All of the things that you want to see are pretty close to the roads, but also far away from the towns. So it's quite often it is about driving. And if you're driving and you're in a van and you can stop and you can stay the night and there are campsites everywhere, then that is why we highly recommend it. And as Tanya says, we go into more detail about that in our Iceland podcast episode. So if you are interested in finding out some more in-depth feedback about van life in Iceland and some tips and what it's like, then that episode is to be checked out. But yes, sorry. What were we supposed to be talking about here on this episode? What we've been up to in Iceland.
What we've been up to. Just a couple, like a bit of the recap. So the purpose of this trip is to put Iceberg to the test, and also to drive to places that not a lot of tourists tend to make it to. And
which is, we haven't done that so much yet.
Well, apart from that first beach.
I don't know. I still think that's a bit tourist. It's not off the beaten track. You have to pay to get to it.
Yeah, maybe that's
but
why
there
was.
It's not like top line Google, that's for sure.
So, okay, maybe that's, do you know what? That's the brief.
Is that the brief?
The brief is, we're going to places that you can't, that you don't necessarily find on top line Google.
But when you search for places to visit in the West Fjords, that is top line Google stuff, some of the West Fjords stuff, but only 7% of tourists make it to the West Fjords. So that is off the beaten track. So but it's top line Google.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Okay. So the purpose of this trip is to explore more of Iceland.
Exactly.
To take you along with us through our films, through our Instagram, to help you when you want to come here to inspire your trip. And depending on how the length of time that you're staying here, what your interests are, hopefully we'll be able to inspire that itinerary. But we are about to head off to the West Fjords. We want to do some hiking. We want to do some camping. We've got a tent and two sleeping bags, so that's going to be fun. And yeah, we've just really enjoyed this time already. We have been here for almost a week, mm-hmm. and it's just been just like the air here.
Yeah, the air here. And it's funny as well, coming from Nepal and just that side of the world in general, where at this time of year, it's a bit muggy. You come here and as soon as we got off the plane, the air was just so fresh. It's just a different texture. I've never really noticed it like that before. But it's been lovely, fresh air. But it is cold for midsummer. So for anyone wondering, yes, it's 24-hour daylight. Yes, it's summer. But the temperatures, the highs we've had have been about 12 degrees and the lows have been about 4 degrees up here in the north. So it's not summer as you might imagine it.
No, you need to wear your layers. You need to, you know, wear sometimes your thermals because of the wind. And yeah, just to mention that the 24-hour daylight, it is definitely cool, but it is exhausting.
Yeah, you just really have to make sure that you are disciplined and aware of the time and when you need to start thinking about going to bed. Because if you didn't look at a clock, if you didn't have a clock, then your body would just keep you awake for longer than you should. Because as far as it's aware, it's still daytime, so you should be out and about, you know, hunting and gathering. But yeah, you have to force yourself to go to bed. And if you do, it's fine.
Yeah. And for me, I tend to wake up quite early every morning. So before 6 o'clock, just naturally. And I love that because it's usually you get that morning light, and if the day feels slow and it feels like I'm getting ahead of it and, you know, the world is starting to wake up. But this time I'm like, I open my eyes and the sun is glaring at me.
It's like midday.
And it feels like I've pulled an all-nighter, or maybe I was out dancing till 5 a.m. and I've just woke up and it's 2 o'clock and you feel like you've missed it. It is, it's a very strange thing, but no complaints. Honestly, we are just so thrilled to be back. And as we said, it is so much more comfortable being in a bigger camper as well. So yeah, we're enjoying the panoramic view of icebergs, of snow-capped mountains, of black sand beaches, the drives as well, and all the different types of weather, because in Iceland it's very much like Ireland in the first in
much,
one day.
Much more intense than Ireland.
Yeah, well, but I
think much more.
No, I'm just saying that the weather is stereotypically in Iceland, much like the stereotypical Irish weather, you can get all four seasons in one day. That's what they say. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's definitely true. And our original plan of the trip was to arrive and we were just going to go straight to the West Fjords. But the weather on the east side of the island was just beautiful sunshine. And on the West Fjords was rainy and stormy and it wasn't very inviting. So we decided, okay, we'll go over to the east first and make our way around there. So we really have let the weather dictate the trip. And I think that's something to bear in mind when you come to Iceland, is that the weather is famously unpredictable. And again, that's another vote for why van life is good, because you can be flexible and you can follow the sun to a degree.
And I think just to wrap things up, we wanted to say that we are celebrating 1 year of being on air. Yeah, this podcast.
Podcast 1 year anniversary is coming up.
And our intention was to put out a special episode this coming Sunday to celebrate that. But in all honesty, to put something together, just the podcast in general, because it takes so much time and preparation and we are just trying to make the most of the time that we're here in Iceland, we are going to postpone that special episode when we're back in the UK, back in JITS, and have the time to do that justice. And in the meantime, this Sunday, we have a great interview lined up.
Yes, so we are speaking with Seb, who is the author of Van Life for Dummies. So definitely worth checking that one out. He's obviously, it's a good old-fashioned van life conversation about all things van life. And yeah, he is very, very passionate about it. So it's great to hear from him. So definitely, if you're interested in van life, check that one out. It's coming out this Sunday. But whilst we're on the topic of our anniversary episode, which we still do definitely want to do, we need your help. Tanya, what is it that people can do to get involved with that?
So come and follow us on Adventure Mindset Podcast over on Instagram and send to us any episodes that really spoke to you. Maybe if there's an adventure, big or small, that you have undertaken the last year that you want to share. And we want to make that a celebration of the conversations that we've had.
And a celebration of the community.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, you took the words out of my mind.
Did I? Well, yeah. There you go.
both of those things, the conversations that we've had and the community, which is made up of you guys. And yeah, we just appreciate you so much. It's still wild to us that you are washing the dishes or doing some gardening, or you're driving right now, or you're going on a walk with your dog or solo, or you're listening, you know, with your friends or as a couple. I mean, we're chatting with you right now. I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool. We do love the podcast and we love the podcast community. So thank you again for checking in. Thank you for listening. And yeah, this was just a little mini diary update just to check in with you guys, because it's just nice to do that every now and then, because obviously you don't necessarily get to hear what we're up to in real time because our videos don't come out all the time very regularly. In fact, we're like, what, four videos? We've got four videos that I need to edit.
Do you know what? That's a good one just to quickly say to people what's coming up. Because we got a DM this morning from someone. They're like, where's the Rinjani video? And I'm like, Adam. Okay, just very quickly.
So the films that we have got that are going to come out, we've got a Rinjani video, which is basically the hardest and most beautiful hike that we have ever done. That's the tagline that we just seems to be, whenever we think about Rinjani, that is just what we say, because that is what it is.
And that was in Lombok in Indonesia.
Yeah, and that we're really excited about that one. I've started editing that one and it's going to be, yeah, really nice. We're really excited to share that one. The next one, what's that?
Is Bhutan.
Oh, yeah, Bhutan.
We went to Bhutan for a week.
Of course, my God.
And that was amazing. Bhutan is a tiny little landlocked country that is known as a Buddhist kingdom. And a lot of people, when we mention Bhutan, most people don't know where it is or what we're talking about.
It's an obscure little place, which is why we found it so intriguing. And yeah, it was just really good fun to go and film there. Really, really cinematic. So there's that film.
And just to add that Bhutan, what makes it special is that rather than focusing on gross national product, they focus on gross national happiness. And they are also a carbon negative country. So environmentally friendly and all of that. So yeah, excited to share that film with you.
Yeah, that was a really, really good week. So we're excited to share that film. And then, of course, we have Nepal, which was a hike in Nepal. And now we have our Iceland film. We're hoping to make two Iceland films, but we're not going to promise anything because if the weather is just terrible in the West Fjords, then it might be hard to film and we might only just have the one film from Iceland. But that is fine. We'll have our Iceland film.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I think that is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we're going back to Jits.
Yes.
In two weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks we're going back to Jits, back in the UK. We're there for a month. We've got a wedding. We have got a festival. We are going to be at Vegan Camp Out this year. So anyone from the UK or anyone that's planning to visit that is thinking about what to do the last week of July, we are going to be there and we're going to be there in Jits. So we would love to see you. We met loads of people from from our community.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, so maybe this year we'll organize sitting down and having lunch together. That'd be really, really cool. And then after that, we're heading off to Ireland.
Yeah, very, very exciting. So that is our updates so far. And yeah, diary update. This is our second, actually, official diary update that we've done on the episode. The last one was all the way back in the Dolomites. And we did promise that we would do more if it had a good reaction. And it did have a good reaction. And so we're going to do more now. A couple of months later.
Okay, right. Emoji for the end of this episode. So for those of you listening, we'd love for you to send us an emoji on Instagram so we know that you've listened this far, and let us know if you enjoy the travel diary updates or if you're just like, you know, guys, just chat a little bit before the interviews and that'll do me. But if you want both, we'll give you
both.
What's
the emoji?
This week's emoji, we're thinking a yellow flower. Because I'm looking at one right now.
We are parked up next to some yellow flowers.
And also, if you follow us on our Instagram, the Adventure Mindset Podcast, I'm going to show you where we are right now. So then you'll know the yellow flowers we're talking about.
You'll be able to visualize the podcast studio that we are currently talking to you from. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening to this little update. Do you know what this is like? This is like when we send our friends big, long voice notes over WhatsApp, because that is exactly what ends up happening. We just go off on little tangents, we chat and explain what we're up to. And that has basically been exactly what this episode is. So yeah, our friends will be able to confirm that if any of them are listening, but they probably aren't because they're sick of hearing us because we send them WhatsApp notes. But thank you very much, and we will see you on Sunday for our episode with Seb.
Bye.
Bye.